Streaming sponsored by the Madison Concourse Hotel.
Celebrate New Year's Eve at the Madison Concourse Hotel and Governor's Club. Enjoy live jazz, a surf and turf dinner, comedians, disco with BO5, classic country, a DJ dance party, and a ballroom brunch to start 2025 off right. Details at concoursehotel.com.
You're a rotter, Mr. Grinch. You're the king of sinful sots. Your heart's a dead tomato splotched with moldy purple spots, Mr. Grinch. You're a three-decker sauerkraut and toadstool sandwich with arsenic sauce. Nauseate me, Mr. Grinch, with a nauseous super nos. You're a crooked, jerky jockey, and you drive a crooked hoss, Mr. Grinch. Your soul is an appalling dump heap, overflowing with the most disgraceful assortment of rubbish imaginable. Mangled up, entangled up knots. You're a foul one, Mr. Grinch. You're a nasty, wasty skunk. Your heart is full of unwashed socks, your soul is full of gunk, Mr. Grinch. The three words that best describe you are as follows, and I quote, stink, stank, stunk.
WRPQ Baraboo.
W279 EG Reedsburg.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. A new wildfire prompting evacuations overnight in Southern California. This one burning about 30 miles east of Los Angeles. The Franklin Fire near Malibu continues to burn as well. Still looking for answers as to why in this week's Madison, Wisconsin school shooting. Here's ABC's Alex Perez.
Investigators digging through the shooter's digital footprint, discovering posts made in the minutes before the shooting. James Smith's daughter is a junior at Abundant Life. He says it's a refuge for many students who struggle at other schools.
Those who have been disenfranchised or bullied in other situations and saying, well, you can find love here. You can find acceptance.
Terrorism and murder charges now filed against suspected CEO killer Luigi Mangione in New York. House Speaker Mike Johnson out with a short-term government spending bill that would extend government funding through March 14th and allows for the first inflationary pay raise for members of Congress since 2009. This is ABC News.
Now this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network. I'm Ted Aylin. State Justice Department's investigating an officer-involved shooting. St. Croix Tribal Police officer shot and wounded a person Monday night. The officer was responding to a domestic disturbance call in Webster, found a man brandishing a knife at the scene. No one else was injured in the incident. A missing man's body is recovered from a Menasha area lake. Winnebago County deputies say the body of Kurt Stadmuller was found near his partially submerged vehicle Monday night. Stadmuller was last seen in Appleton December 11th. His truck may have fallen through the ice on Little Lake Butamore that same day. And the Wisconsin State Patrol joins law enforcement agencies statewide for the Drive Sober or Get Pulled Over campaign now through New Year's Day. Officers will work to stop impaired drivers during the holiday season. Revelers are encouraged to make plans for a sober ride prior to seasonal celebrating. Ted Aylin, Wisconsin Radio Network News.
Max FM, Gem City Weather.
We have more snow on the way tomorrow night, around 2 to 3, maybe up to 4 inches possible by the time it ends late tomorrow night. Today, though, partly cloudy, 28 tonight. Clouds increasing, 16. Snow starts tomorrow with a high of 28. Celebrate the holidays with a Hallmark-style Christmas in Alexandria, Minnesota. It's a beautiful place. You can find out more at explorealex.com. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 27.
99.7 Max FM.
Maximum Hits 99.7 Max FM. Dave with you 8:05 on Wednesday morning. Here is Heart on Max FM.
Max FM.
She was more like
Maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. Dave Grant with you. 8:12 on Wednesday morning. Let's take a quick look at our weather forecast. Today, gradually clearing with a high of 28. Tonight, it'll be mostly cloudy with a low of 17. Tomorrow, we have a high of 28 degrees, but we do have snow chances in the forecast tomorrow and tomorrow night. A few inches of accumulation is possible, so be ready for that. That could affect the morning commute as well, and if you need to, you may want to make sure that snowblower is ready to go or that shovel, because this is something that we're probably going to have to clean up a little bit, because it's going to stay in the 20s the rest of the week. And yeah, it means we might have a white Christmas. We'll see what happens with that. I know that's a favorite for a lot of people out there. We were talking a little bit earlier this morning. Do you get your pet a Christmas present? And if so, do you wrap it? Text me in and let me know if you do that. 608-355-9970. As I mentioned before, yes, we get our pet a Christmas present. And, you know, Stout is our only child, so of course we got to get him a Christmas present. And anyone that follows me on social media yesterday saw that he was in the office yesterday working with me. We were getting a few things done at the new location, I should say. So I decided to take him in with me for the afternoon. He could spend some time with me, and he could explore the new location. And the ladies that are in the office on the other side of us happened to see me walking in with him. And he made a visit next door within his first minutes of walking in there, literally not even a minute. And he was getting belly rubs. And within about a minute or so of being in there, he found their cookie stash. Yeah, well done, Stout. He found those right away. Sniffed them out, put his paws up on the counter and looked at him like, hey, I found cookies. I'm like, yeah, leave those alone. They're not yours. And he shouldn't be eating those anyways. And since he's getting his annual checkup today, figured, yeah, he better not be eating those either. So yeah, it was kind of fun. He enjoyed being in there, and he kind of hung out with me as we're doing some project work. You could tell he enjoyed that. So again, text me and let me know if you wrap your presents for your pets, if you get your pet a present. 608-355-9970. Also, it's your last chance to text in if you want a Max FM Christmas card. Text in the phrase Christmas card to 608-355-9970, or use the free Civ Media app and text in Christmas card with your name and mailing address, and we will get that sent out to you. I have some left yet. I got a copy of them. They are fun. Emily and I are on there having our shenanigans, and definitely miss having her here with me this morning. She's a little bit under the weather. She'll be back soon once she's feeling better, but we do have a few of those Christmas postcards left, so text in Christmas card for that. And, you know, we're talking about wrapping presents this morning, and a lot of people could use some help wrapping presents this time of year. But you're not just going to ask anyone, especially if you live in the Midwest. A poll asked people, how good or bad are you at wrapping gifts? About two-thirds of America said they're good or very good at it. One in five people said they're somewhat bad, and one in ten said, yeah, they're very bad at it. You're going to ask where I'm at on that list. We'll talk about that in a second, because this is going to start to make a little bit more sense, maybe. The people most likely to admit they're terrible at wrapping presents are men, especially older men living in the Midwest. So, and let's be honest, it does take practice to get really good at it. And, you know, there's maybe not a lot of skill in being decent, so it's just maybe willing to make the effort. Now, there's a very funny thing I've seen out on social media, and it shows a bacon-wrapped meatloaf and how nicely that is weaved in there and how it comes out looking like a piece of artwork. And yes, can I do that? You bet I can. If anyone follows me on socials, you'll see how I do a bacon-wrapped meatloaf. I'll put it in the smoker, and it's in there for a while, and you get that nice smoky flavor. It's not too much. You get wrap it in bacon, so you got tasty bacon. It's nice, crisp, and crunchy. It looks very cool. I do put these pictures out on my socials, and yes, I have a lot of fun with it. It looks great. Do I wrap presents well?
No, not even close. And I do try to make an effort when I wrap these presents. I just am not good at it. I've never been good at it. Some of them turn out better than others. I try to take my time, make some nice crisp edges when I do this. And yeah, they still come out looking like a maybe young child has wrapped these presents. And that's not even saying nicely, because a young child probably can wrap presents better than I do think, yes, it does take some effort. I do put that effort into it, but I also think it takes a little bit of maybe artwork creativity in it. And that was one of those things I was told as a kid was, yeah, I'm not a creative child, and that I didn't do real great in art class. I think I got a failing grade in art class, and to this day, I cannot draw. And my presents when I wrap them definitely look like that. Now, I do appreciate someone who can wrap presents, while my lovely spouse can definitely do it very well. And I appreciate those that help me out when I'm in some of our stores in the downtown areas, because they know me well enough and they take care of me in a lot of cases, and they'll wrap them or put them in gift bags. And yes, I appreciate them. And I did do some Christmas shopping downtown a couple of weeks ago, and they know me well enough and they said, let us wrap those for you before you take them out of the store. Because yes, they know my wrapping skills. Not good whatsoever. And I do try. So yes, Midwestern men are not good at wrapping. I'm definitely part of that. I was not part of that survey, but it is very factually correct that we are not good at wrapping. So yes, it was kind of funny to see that study pop up this morning. And yeah, if you look at my bacon wrap meatloaf, you would think I could do a good job. I take my time doing that as well. And there's some things that go into that. I'll mention real quickly, you have to have good bacon when you do that, because if it's too thin, it comes apart. It can't be too thick, because then it's too hard to get in a nice form, and it can't be too short. That's your perks. So you want to try to go all around that meatloaf with that wrap. And yes, now I'm getting hungry, if you can tell. We're always about the food here. It is more Music Mornings with Dave on Max FM.
Oakwood Fruit Farm wants to thank everyone for another incredible season. As the farm closes its doors for the year, they'd like to express their gratitude for your support and remind you how much they value being a part of your traditions. From everyone at Oakwood Fruit Farm, happy holidays. They look forward to welcoming you back next fall for more fresh fruit, family fun, and wonderful memories. Oakwood Fruit Farm, where every season brings something special. See you next year.
Oakwood Fruit Farms, that's the one for family fun. Oakwood Fruit Farms, that's the one.
Here's a hint. At U.S. Cellular, you can get four free phones and four lines for $90 a month, so you can give your family the gift of connection.
How about the gift of good-smelling soap?
They buy their own soap. They want four free phones.
Maybe I'll get
four free phones.
Four free phones.
Get four free phones and four lines for $90 a month. U.S. Cellular. Built for us.
Terms apply. Visit cellplus.com for details. Here's another hint. Get $100 towards accessories with each smartphone purchase. Visit your local U.S. Cellular store in Baraboo, the Dells, and Reedsburg.
Being part of a team means knowing you have support when you need it most. This is Kathy Mackesy, and at Bank of Wisconsin Dells, we understand the value of being surrounded by a strong team. That's why our personal bankers are committed to providing personalized financial solutions for all your deposit and banking needs. Select Bank of Wisconsin Dells to be part of your trusted financial team.
Member FDIC.
Looking for a great time with your pals? Head over to Pals Brewing Company, now open in Wisconsin Dells. Sip on their unique, exclusive beer flavors you won't find anywhere else, like their award-winning Honey Wheat. Try their mouth-watering pizzas with the most creative toppings around. Ever try a cheeseburger pizza with pickles or a twisted buffalo pizza loaded with sriracha ranch and blue cheese? Don't forget Wing Wednesdays for their unbeatable flight and wing specials. Enjoy it all in their pet-friendly patio. For an unforgettable time, visit Pals Brewing Company, open daily at 11 a.m. Get more details at palsdells.com.
Maximum music, Max FM.
Please, baby, can't you see? My mind's a burning hell. I got reasons.
Maximum Hits 99.7 Max FM. Here are the B-52s on Max FM. Maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. Dave Grant with you on Wednesday morning. It is 8:29. Emily will be back with us soon. She is feeling under the weather, and we hope she feels better soon. It's definitely not the same without her. It is the 99.7 Max FM Green and Gold Watch Party. This will be held at Mike's Italian Restaurant on December 29th. The time is to be determined because we're waiting on a few things in the league to find out what time that game will actually be. Currently, it is scheduled for noon, but there's possibility it could be bumped to 3:25 due to the flex scheduling. However, either way, we are going to have that Green and Gold Watch Party. Again, that's Mike's Italian Restaurant. Sunday, December 29th is a Green and Gold take on, you know, that team with the purple jerseys. But you know what? We are going to be raffling off a certain quarterback's jersey at this event. In the raffle tickets, all you have to do is show up to the event, be present, and we'll give you a raffle ticket to be entered in for a chance to win that authentic quarterback's jersey. You have to show up to win, and I can't tell you whose jersey it is, but I can give you a certain hint. It's a current quarterback, and I have the jersey in my possession. So yes, you have a chance to win that jersey at the Green and Gold Watch Party. Emily will be there, I will be there, Wendy will be there, and there'll be food and drink specials, and that'll be at Mike's Italian Restaurant on Sunday, December 29th. We are looking forward to having you there and joining us. It is going to be a blast. I do sometimes get animated during these football games, and I'll do my best to contain myself and, of course, be on my best behavior as well. So, yes, I'm looking forward to it. Some great food. It'll be a great time to get together with everyone. We look forward to you joining us on Sunday, December 29th. Also, as a reminder, if you do want a Max FM Christmas card, you need to text in to 608-355-9970, or better yet, use the free Civic Media app. Look for Max Mouse, tap on 99.7 Max FM. Text in the phrase Christmas card with your name and mailing address, and we will hook you up with a Max FM Christmas card. You need to do that yet this week so we can get those out to you. And that way you can hang it up, you know, on the mantle. Maybe you want to put it up on the refrigerator, wherever you want to put that. That would be great. We have plenty of those left, and I did see them this week, and yeah, they are funny. You can see the shenanigans that happen here at Max FM. Very evident if you get one of those Christmas cards. So get a text and Christmas card with your name and address. Also, let me know if you're wrapping up presents for your pets. We already talked about, yes, our pet is getting a present because, you know, he deserves it. He's a good dog after all. It is more Music Mornings with Dave on Max FM.
If you're getting mighty hungry, well, the best in the country is Pizza Ranch.
It's the season of giving, and Pizza Ranch in Baraboo is helping you spread the cheer. For every $50 gift card you buy, you'll receive a $10 bounce back card for yourself. Plus, you can help a family in need with a pizza pack donation. Pizza Ranch is where your gift keeps on giving, to you and to others. So stop by Pizza Ranch in Baraboo and give the gift of pizza this season. Treat yourself, treat others, and make someone's holiday a little brighter.
With a look at some of the upcoming area events, here's your Max FM community calendar. Christmas celebrations continue in downtown Baraboo with horse-drawn wagon rides, an opportunity for kids to visit with Santa, as well as carolers on the square. For this final Saturday, Santa will be at the Al Ringling Theater from 11 until 2 p.m. Enjoy the free horse-drawn wagon rides from that same time. And also on Saturday the 21st, it's Gnome for the Holidays with the Family Scavenger Hunt. Celebrate the season with the whole family while you shop over 40 locally owned stores in downtown Baraboo. Join in the fun while shopping with the first ever Elf on the Shelf scavenger hunt. Check out all the details at downtownbaraboo.com. And it's also time for the December torch lit hike on that Saturday the 21st from 5:30 until 7:30. Meet at the Rock Elm Shelter at the North Shore entrance of Devil's Lake State Park at 5:30. Campfire Kevin will be in attendance welcoming guests with his well-known music for the occasion. Be sure to dress accordingly. This will go until 7:30. It's a free event, but you do need a state park sticker to enter the park. And with so many holiday events all around the area, be sure to check out those area Chamber of Commerce websites for all those details.
From small town businesses to large multi-state operations, Tricor Insurance and Auto Owners Insurance have industry expertise that can cover all types of businesses.
Having an insurance agency that understands our business is a real benefit. They know our people. It's something Tricor does really well.
Tricor's in-depth knowledge of insurance, regulation, compliance, and safety consulting is here to help your business succeed. Working with leading insurance companies like Auto Owners Insurance, they'll be there when you need them most. Visit TricorInsurance.com to learn more about Tricor Insurance Cycle of Care.
MaxFM weather brought to you by SSM Health, providing high-quality, compassionate, and personalized care to communities across Wisconsin. SSMHealth.com.
MaxFM, Gem City Weather.
We have more snow on the way tomorrow night, around 2 to 3, maybe up to 4 inches possible by the time it ends late tomorrow night. Today, though, partly cloudy, 28. Tonight, clouds increasing, 16. Snow starts tomorrow with a high of 28. Celebrate the holidays with a Hallmark-style Christmas in Alexandria, Minnesota. It's a beautiful place. You can find out more at explorealex.com. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 26.
99.7.
Maximum Hits 99.7 Max FM. Dave Graham with you, 8:35 on Wednesday morning. Here is No Doubt on Max FM.
It's funny.
Maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. Dave Grant with you on Wednesday morning. It is 8:39. Unfortunately, Emily is under the weather today, and we wish her well, and we hope she feels better soon. She will be back with us as soon as she is feeling better. So we knew yesterday she was a little bit under the weather, and we heard from her earlier this morning, and unfortunately, she is home resting and hopefully going to be back with us soon. Definitely miss having her with us because as we look, it is Wednesday, December 18th. Again, it is a week away from Christmas. We're about to talk about calendar days. And before I forget, one more time, if you would like a Max FM Christmas card with Emily and my smiling faces on it and our shenanigans, you need to text into 608-355-9970 or via the free Sift Media app, text in the phrase Christmas card with your full name and address, and we'll hook you up with a Max FM Christmas card. We have plenty available, so text in for those. And yeah, I miss having Emily here today because we have some doozies of calendar days. I'm trying not to laugh because some of these are absolutely funny. Some of them are really fitting today as well. So it is December 18th, as I mentioned, and is Wear a Plunger on Your Head Day. Add a bit of silliness to your life on Wear a Plunger on Your Head Day. You probably want to make sure that plunger is clean. This lady's got a goofy grin on her face and a plunger on top of her head. I think that if someone's walking around with that, there might be a lot of questions as well. But I encourage somebody to put a plunger on their head, walk around with it, and say, hey, who told you to do that? Dave from Max FM. Am I doing this? Probably not. Well, let's face it, you never know what Dave's going to do. It is also National Roast Suckling Pig Day. You don't have to wait until Christmas to pig out on a decadent feast, as I'm looking at the picture for this morning. Oh my goodness, it looks tasty. It's got a nice golden brown to it. I'm already hungry. We got to quit talking about food on here. It's just how it works in our world today. It's also International Migrants Day. The reality of migration is more than just starting over. So, yep. It is Flake Appreciation Day. Flake Appreciation Day is appreciate the lovely, distinctive, and natural occurring snowflakes. And we will have plenty of those tonight, tomorrow, and tomorrow afternoon. So we're going to get a few inches of snow so you can appreciate all those snowflakes tomorrow. All right. It is also Bake Cookies Day. Cookies are more than just a baked treat with generations bonding over it. And, you know, yes, oh my goodness, Bake Cookie Days. The picture on there is good. I know we have some Christmas cookies around here. I may raid that after I get done here this morning. That would go great with a great cup of espresso. Oh, yeah. You see where I'm headed with this. And I know Emily is going to be disappointed when she finds out that she missed. It is National Crime Junkie Day. Celebrate your love for true crime along with your fellow crime junkies today, December 18th. Yes, I am one of those fans. I am one of those junkies. Maybe I should just skip going to work today and watch all the true crime shows. I might have an idea that's what I might do today. I'm just kidding. If the bosses are listening, I am actually working right now and I'll be working the rest of the day. So yes, National Crime Junkie Day. It seems like a great day. And this is my favorite, and somebody has to do this. You have to text me and let me know how this goes, or maybe we'll even have a phone call about it, because it is Answer the Telephone Like Buddy the Elf Day. I mean, this is just priceless. So wear something green, pick up the phone, and celebrate Answer the Telephone Like Buddy the Elf Day. There have been dozens of excellent Christmas movies released through the years, but perhaps none as lovable as Will Ferrell's Elf. So on December 18th, repeat after us, Buddy the Elf, what's your favorite color? I mean, I'm so doing this today. If someone calls me, that is how I'm going to answer the phone today. I mean, this is great. I may or may not have done this before at a facility when, you know, we're in a serious moment and I answer the phone, Buddy the Elf, what's your favorite color? And the person on the other end was trying to communicate something and they just bust out laughing. I could hear them from the back of the building laughing so hard when I answered it. And of course, they hollered out purple and everybody else in the building ordered it as well. So yes, I do these things. They're shenanigans as we should move along every day. I'm going to get in trouble someday with the phone. I admit I have a lot of fun when you get those callers. Hey, we're calling about your extended car warranty. Yeah, I have a lot of fun with them and generally try to string some of these people along. song. It's not good. It's, unfortunately, some of these are not appropriate for radio, so I can't play probably 90% of those on the air. But yeah, answer the phone like Buddy the Elf Day, and you got to let me know how that goes. If you do that, text me in and say, yeah, I did it, and here's how it went, and make sure you say, put my name in there and say, hey, Dave, just letting you know I answer the phone like Buddy the Elf, and text me what happens. I encourage everyone to do this today. Have a little bit of fun. You know, it's not going to get you into too much trouble, depending on where you work, you know, so I don't want to get you in too much trouble. But yeah, December 18th, answer the phone like Buddy the Elf Day. All right, I did mention an espresso machine. Jay Roberts will be in at 11. He's going to have our next keyword of the day in our statewide text to win contest. He'll be giving away another hourly prize. You'll have a chance to be entered into our grand prize drawing as well. Espresso machine, yes, that's my favorite. The luggage shed, a humidifier, robotic vacuum cleaner, and of course, a snowblower. You may need one of those tomorrow, so be sure to be listening 11 a.m. today, also at 1 p.m. and 4 p.m. We'll have another keyword for you tomorrow morning as well. So I don't even know what the keyword is yet for tomorrow. They don't let me know those too early. They don't want me spilling the beans, and they don't tell me what our prize is until tomorrow either. But looking forward to doing that again with you. That'll be right around 7 o'clock tomorrow morning. We'll do another keyword with you on the morning show. But again, you have a chance to win today, 11 a.m., 1 p.m., and 4 p.m., so be sure to tune in for that. We appreciate each and every one of you again. Green and Gold Watch Party, that's December 29th. That's at Mike's Italian Restaurant. Join Emily, Wendy, and myself for that. We're going to have a lot of fun with that. And there'll be food and drink specials, and we'll be raffling off a certain quarterback's jersey. So you do need to be present to win that, and we will definitely get a picture taken with you, our winner, whoever does win that jersey. We're also going to be giving away a Green and Gold blanket. This, you can definitely use it this time of year. It's very timely, and it's an authentic Green and Gold blanket as well. So we'll have one of those raffling off. So again, that Green and Gold Watch Party, December 29th, Mike's Italian Restaurant. We're going to confirm the time. We'll know for sure on Tuesday what time that game is. The league has some flexibility. Right now, that is scheduled for noon. We'll start an hour before game time. So no matter what, either way, we're doing that on Sunday the 29th. Join us. And this is your final chances to text in for a Max FM Christmas card. Text in the phrase Christmas card with your name and mailing address. We'll hook you up with a Max FM Christmas card as well. We appreciate everyone joining us today. We'll talk tomorrow morning more about everything that's going on with the weather. We'll be keeping tabs on that tomorrow as well. We'll remind everyone about that. And, you know, it's a great day to be out and about. It is more Music Mornings with Dave on Max FM.
Here's Dr. Nathan Lowe, RAMC Child and Adolescent Psychiatrist.
I really enjoy working with all ages. As a psychiatrist, we work with medications to help with various issues like mood, anxiety, or ADHD, or autism. I'm able to do a lot of therapy for those same types of things. Seeing improvements being made, having a fulfilling, enriched, and a wonderful life, and that affecting the family members around them is the most rewarding part of it for me.
Dr. Lowe is accepting new patients. Learn more at ramchealth.com.
From small-town businesses to large multi-state operations, Tricor Insurance and Auto Owners Insurance have industry expertise that can cover all types of businesses.
Having an insurance agency that understands our business is a real benefit. They know our people. It's something Tricor does really well.
Tricor's in-depth knowledge of insurance, regulation, compliance, and safety consulting is here to help your business succeed. Working with leading insurance companies like Auto Owners Insurance, they'll be there when you need them most. Visit TricorInsurance.com to learn more about Tricor Insurance Cycle of Care.
Celebrate New Year's Eve in the heart of downtown at the Madison Concourse Hotel and Governor's Club. Usher in 2025 by chilling to live jazz, feasting on a surf and turf dinner, laughing your way through live comedy, and party hopping between disco with VO5, classic country with Frank Martin Bush and the Names, and a DJ dance party. When the night is over, your guest room is a safe, warm elevator ride away, and you can start your year off right with our outstanding New Year's ballroom brunch. Find your perfect package at concoursehotel.com.
Welcome to the last day of the Max FM 12 Deals of Christmas. At Brushes and Bubbly in Wisconsin Dells, you can express your inner Picasso or Van Gogh with a paint or craft party. Grab some friends and paint a beautiful welcome sign for your porch or participate in a canvas painting class to create a unique piece of art for your home. Go to MaxFMBigDeals.com and purchase $50 worth of gift certificates for just $25. Today only with the Max FM 12 Deals of Christmas.
Max FM.
90s, and more.
99.7 Max FM.
Thank you.